Hello everyone, I welcome you today to an episode on podcast. I'm your host Dr. Kajri, MD in Ayurveda, your integrative health expert. And I'm here to raise awareness about Ayurveda. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you want to find out more info about Ayurveda, please visit www.enayurveda.com. This audio info is not intended to medical advice. So guys, stay tuned in and please subscribe. Hey, hello. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the things you need to ensure before buying your herbal or botanical product. As many of them have asked me, come up with some informative episodes regarding products, Ayurveda products. So here I am, and I would like to specify a few of the things which you need to take care while buying your products, because there are a number of products coming up daily in the market under the name of Ayurveda or herbal. What usually people do is just blindly believe in the product based on some fancy advertisement, or they have heard about the product from some of their friends or some of their relatives, or either they just go buying a product based on the reviews which they have seen or heard somewhere. But here, being an Ayurveda doctor, I want to say that all that glitters is not gold. Guys, just do not blindly opt for any of your product just based on any kind of brandings or any kind of advertisements, because a herbal product acts differently on different people. So it's not mandatory that a product which gives me some good results will definitely give you the same or best results or the worst results. So it depends upon your constitution of the body even. So understand this basic line first before buying any of your herbal or botanical product. You need to opt for a product which really is going to satisfy your healthcare goals. So be wise and cautious while choosing it for your benefit and avoiding your wastage of time and money, because herbal products, they act differently on different persons. So for this, I would like to specify a few points which you guys need to remember while choosing your herbal products. Be sure of your choice of a botanical or herbal product, whether it's appropriate to your healthcare goals, compatible with any prescription, over-the-counter medication, or other dietary supplements you are taking. Then investigate a bit about the reputation of the manufacturer if you can, and do keep a check on the label and read the label for the ingredients. So here you need to go quickly through the ingredients just to get an idea whether it's a herbal or an Ayurveda product, because people are getting confused which products while buying, because they say it's an herbal product, but when you see the ingredients really, it do not contain any herbs or any herbal extracts even. So for that reason, I'm just saying you to just go brief on the ingredients. I'm not asking you to go for the detailing. Then what you can do is, number two, you can check the name of the product, whether it's correct or as required or same as on the prescription. Then number three, what you can do is check on the expiry date, which must be checked always, and the manufacturing date even, because this is the misconception where people say that Ayurveda has no expiry date and the Ayurveda products can be used for years. So this is really a very big misconception. Everything has an expiry date, and each and every herb has an expiry date, and each and every ingredient present in the formulation has its own expiry date. So please be very wise and do check the expiry date while you are purchasing your product. Number four is to just check on the label whether it's a GMP certified product, GMP is good manufacturing practices. So if you find the logo or logo on the product label, definitely you can just ensure yourself that it's a good quality product. Number five, what you can do is just check for the logo of organic product if you're opting for an organic product. Again, I want to tell you here that all the products cannot be organic in Ayurveda, firstly. So this concept has come up of organic products nowadays, but you need to be wise whether really you need an organic product or no. So best is you just consult your Ayurveda doctor before, you know, going for any self-medication of any kind of herbal medications. This is my advice for you all guys. So also you can check the product if it is damaged, leaked, or the seal if it is opened or oversticking. And these are the few common things which you need to remember while buying your botanical product. And there are also various other things as per the labeling laws which a company mentions on the label. So those are for the benefits of the client, definitely. And 65-70% of breakouts are caused by contaminated product which are unknown to the formulator even. To avoid your ingredients from contaminating it, it is advisable that you use a spoon or a spatula to measure out the ingredients and to avoid contamination. If you want to take out any of the product from your whole bottle or a jar, please do not directly insert your fingers and take it out, but please do use your spoon or spatula. This is in case of churnas, where we definitely indicate some, where we give on few churnas to the patients, where they have to take 1 teaspoon or 2 teaspoon, this kind of dosage. So while you're taking it out from the container, please do use a spoon or a spatula. Always carry out a patch test before using a product to check for any kind of allergies, because you never know, any of the ingredients present in the product can cause you allergy, so you can rule out that even. And so yeah, also many of them, they keep on asking me, okay doctor, what is the difference between herbal and Ayurveda? So I want to tell you that herbal medicine is the science of medicine that uses plants and their extracts for curing ailments, whereas Ayurveda is a century-old science of therapeutics that involves the use of medicinal plants, extracts, along with metal extractions, then therapy, surgeries, and etc. So overall, it's a very vast science. So so this is what I want to tell you all guys in this episode. So be wise and cautious while choosing your product, and you need to keep all these points in your mind. So this was all for today. Thank you for listening, and do subscribe our channel. I'm going to share the link for my YouTube channel below, so you can just subscribe that and stay updated for upcoming episodes. Till then, stay fit, stay healthy, and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.